الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. نزل أشعار أفعال الشيخ دام بركاتهم حفاظة نزل looking after one's gazes. بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ. Women were not in parda. The beauties that are not in parda, it has, time has become difficult to love in. Because we know today, and yeah, in our countries it's not bay parda, it's nudity. In Muslim countries it's bay pardagi. But yeah, it's uryani. So it is, it has made times difficult. But Allah reward our Shaykh Dhamad Barakatuhum. And this is really the work of the mashayikh. They make it practical to love in all times, in all places. You can be in the places of the worst sin and vice, but there too you can love as a Muslim. And the Quran is for all times and for all places. So our Shaykh Dhamad Barakatuhum says that where there are more opportunities of guna, this bad nazri, there Allah is dishing out more certificates of Jannah. Only you don't look. Your desire is there to look. The opportunity is there. If you're living in a country where there is 100% parda, there you haven't got the opportunity of safeguarding your gazes. And whenever you safeguard your gazes, then أَبْدَلْتُهُ إِيمَانًا يَجِدُ حَلَاوَتَهُ فِي قَلْبِهِ. Allah Ta'ala will change that, convert that you did not look. Allah will convert that into such iman with the sweetness of which you will find in your heart. And that Mulla Ali Qari rahmatullah Ali says, فَإِنَّ حَلَاوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ إِذَا دَخَلَ قَلْبًا لَمْ يَخْرُجْ مِنْهُ أَبَدًا. The sweetness of iman, when it enters the heart, it will never go out from there. So where there is more, where people fear more, that here is too much fitna, very hard year, there are more opportunities of getting more certificates of Jannah. Over and over. Only one thing you do, don't look. That's all. Nothing else. And Allah has made that also, our Shaykh Dhamad Barakatuhum says, so easy. Not to look. Allah, like the eyelids, they are like the shutters of the eye. And everyone, what is taqwa? To safeguard yourself. So whenever there is a sandstorm, wind is blowing strong, and you fear that some sand particle will go in your eye, the first thing you do, you close your eyelids immediately. You simply protect your eyes. And if still you feel that also is not sufficient, you'll put your hands also over your eyes. You'll cover your eyes so no sand must go into your eye. So to protect your iman, what is it difficult? Allah gave you the same eyelids, and Allah didn't put the button under your anchor, under your knee, or put a button by your ankle that you have to go down, press the button, then your eyelids will close. Just at the flick of a thought, the eyelid will fall down. So easy. And this brain of the human being which Allah Ta'ala has made, the messages that go to the brain from all the parts of the body and back again goes at a speed of 200 kilometers per second. Not per minute, not per hour. We measure per hour 200, which is fast. 200 kilometers per hour is fast. But 200 kilometers per second, multiply 200 by 60 by another 60. At that speed, these messages are going. So where you see some fear of any, that you lose your iman looking at other women, your noor of your amal will be lost, etc. So just at the flick of a thought, drop your eyelid down. So easy it is. So it isn't difficult. The test is more stronger, and the more stronger the test, the higher the results also. Aankhon ne shuru kar diya ab dil ko satana. The eyes have begun troubling the heart also. That now you start thinking. From your looking, Now you start thinking and you start planning, etc. And you visualize and you start imagining, etc. So that starts, mumkin nahi surat mein na ho koi taghayyur. Yeah, Hazrat has given another very great remedy. That woman who looks so young and beautiful today, her figure, her complexion, her style of walking, whatever it might be, but remember that it is impossible that changes won't come in her. Now she's looking like this, and after a few years, how will she be? After she has given birth to a few children, she'll become old, her teeth will have fallen out, and her cheeks will have gone in, her templates will have gone in, one, two yellow, long teeth will be left. How will she look when she's old? So consider that, what am I looking at? And on Hazrat also say, design ko mat dekho, designer ko dekho. There are thousands of designs. Who made these designs? Allah Rabbul Izzat. And the designer, how beautiful mustn't he be, who has made so many designs of so many types of women. And not only women, how many other beautiful things in the world. Beautiful sceneries, landscapes, sunrise, sunset, etc., waterfalls, rivers, dams, lakes. What great beauty. So what is the beauty of Allah? So if you focus your thought on Allah Ta'ala, design ko mat dekho, designer ko dekho. See Allah Ta'ala. Bekar hai phir unse tera dil ka lagana. Then it is useless you putting, giving your heart to these, that they're going to be changing. And Allah Ta'ala is kulla yawmin huwa fi sha'nin. Every split second, Allah is in a different splendor and beauty, and forever and ever. Now, Allah is not going to get old. Na'uzubillah, Allah is not going to get wrinkled. Allah's beauty, how great, isn't it? And dunya's beauty overtakes us. And if we just think the beauty of Jannat, and the beauty of the Hurul Ain of Jannat, and that will increase all the time. What will be that beauty? So don't waste your time giving your heart to these things of this dunya. Keep your eyes on Jannat and the namats of Jannat. Lekin agar aankho ko na tu unse bachaye. But if you don't guard your gazes and you let your, give your gazes a free rein, let them look and you take enjoyment from there, mumkin nahi phir dil ka tere unse bachana. Then remember, don't think it's only looking, just taking some pleasure, just some fun, just some enjoyment. Your heart is going to get involved. And the heart is the most important. If the heart becomes spoiled, everything will be spoiled. And everything, what you talk, what you hear, what you see, the hawasa khamsa, the five senses, all affect the heart. So when you're going to keep on looking, your heart is going to get destroyed. So be careful, guard your heart. Maulana Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Tartabgari Rahmatullah Ali says, koi ghair na aajaye. Let no stranger come into the heart. The heart is the house of Allah Ta'ala. Koi paas na aajaye, koi ghair na aajaye. Let not even a stranger come near the heart. Like you, the harim dil ke e Ahmad. The harim, like the sanctuary. Like our houses are not built like that, but in the previously, for in the house was built where the woman, where they stay, the private quarters of the woman in the house. That was protected very much, that no stranger comes near the private quarters where the women live in the house. They are kept always far away from where the women are, where they can't hear their sounds, they can't even know there's a woman existing in that house. So like that, the harim, and a person protected that where his household ladies live, that no stranger must come near there. So like that, the harim of the heart, which is the place of Allah, let no ghair come near, let no one enter there ever. Aankhon ki hifazat mein hai is dil ka sukoon bhi. If a person looks after his gazes, then his heart will also find sukoon. Today many people parishani, the main Hazrat Ahmed Barakatun says, in the word parishani there is par. When you look at a pari, parishani, pari, the fairy, these fairies, when you start looking at the fairies, the natural result of pari is parishani. Then you become parishan, restless all the time. Now you don't find enjoyment with your wife. Now you don't find enjoyment sitting at home. You can't sit at home. You want to be out of the house all the time. Or if you are in the house in these times of ours now, then you will be on the internet, looking at all filth and dirt there all the time. You just don't find enjoyment with your wife, with your family. You are in the house, but you are out of the house, with the internet, all the filth and dirt, etc. So when a person doesn't look after his eyes and his heart becomes parishan, then that person is a restless person. That person makes zikr, doesn't find enjoyment. He makes tilawat, he doesn't find. The solution to this is to protect oneself from guna. Then see the sukoon which comes in the heart, and how a person feels so comfortable with his family, in his house. He doesn't feel that I have to go out, I need an outing or anything. He'll feel very comfortable within himself, with his family, with his heart, in his house. Go nafs kare tujhse koi aur bahana. And the nafs is such an evil, Hadrat Ahmad Barakatum says, who made shaitan go astray? Did another shaitan come? No, his nafs made him go astray. Nafs is the worst dushman. It is the enemy from inside. And it will make such excuses where you are traveling somewhere, that the car, let me, is it a man or a woman? What has it got to do with you who's the driver? But nafs will say, no, it's nothing. If you just want to know if it's a man or a woman, nothing more. Somebody you see walking, and is it an old woman or a young woman? Or we go for Umrah anywhere else, that how do the Egyptian woman look? No, you don't say, no bad intention, but there's all nafs excuses. Just for you to look around, it will make funny excuses, so that you can look, whether it's a man, it's a woman, old man, or a young lady, whatever. What has that got to do with you? You not only that you don't look at women, come to the stage that completely la yani, fuzul, unnecessary. If it's not your business to look, if you're the driver of the car, you have to see the car next to you, not the driver of that car. That you don't bump that car mustn't be coming to bump you, that you have to see. Or somebody crossing the road, then you have to see there is somebody crossing. And you should train yourself that you don't see all the details of that person. Just that somebody is crossing, I must keep my distance here. I must break, etc. Go nafs kare tujhse koi aur bahana. Dhoka hai tujhe lutf haseeno se milega. This is a total deception that you will get enjoyment from looking at these women. When Quran Sharif has said, Allah's kalam, wa fawqa kulli dhi ilmin alim. Allah Ta'ala, all the knowledge is by Allah. And Allah has declared that this dunya, what is it? وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. It is deception. So this dunya, looking at this woman, and you think I'll get enjoyment looking, talking with them, joking with them, and you say, I'm a shop owner, my customers come, I don't mean anything, just to talk around, and not meaning anything. Just to pass time, make a joke, etc. And I'm getting enjoyment. So Hazrat says, Dhoka hai tujhe, lutf haseeno se milega. This is a deception of yours, that I'll get enjoyment from this woman. This pari will only bring parishani. There is no enjoyment in it whatsoever. Iblis ke kehne se kabhi us par na jana. Shaitan will tell you, just look, what's wrong? Nothing. You don't have to now be so pious. And you don't have to be so now orthodox. Just have a little look. What's the difference? Nothing. But don't listen to shaitan. When Allah has said, Inna shaitana lakum aduwwum mubeen. He is your open declared enemy. He's not hiding his enmity in any way. He's your enemy and an open enemy of yours. Don't listen to him. Understand shaitan. He comes in all today. Who of us will remember what was read in Maghrib Namaz over here? Many of us, we forget that also. And it's not for us to remember either. But while the Imam was reading, to take lesson from there. And the Imam read the last two surahs of the Quran Sharif, which Muslim doesn't know that. We are making Namaz for 20, 30, 40 years. How is it to those who are not alims that we still don't know the meaning? We should take interest. Computers, we know the meaning, we know everything, how to work and how left cell phones, we have learned everything. Why? This little bit. Then namaz will become meaningful. So the in Quran in the surah, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقَ. All that protection, take it from Allah Ta'ala. مِنْ شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ. All these evil inspirations that are coming to the heart, the person must take protection of Allah Ta'ala. So nafs and shaitan will always inject evil into the heart. And it comes in the hadith, when we are unmindful of Allah, we are not in the remembrance of Allah, and that does not mean only a lafzi zikr with our mouth, but our thoughts are not with Allah also. Our thoughts are not about qabr, about akhirat, about our reality. Then shaitan, he takes advantage. And then he spits his venom into that heart. And then he takes you towards guna. Think about bad things. Think about woman, etc. So be careful of shaitan. That iblis ke kehne se kabhi uspe na jana. Don't ever go to what shaitan is saying. He'll be, his evil whisperings will be always there. Pagal ki tarah phirte hai ushaq pe majazi. And those who get involved in this, they try to move around like mad people. Now look, they've made a date here, have to go here, go there. And for that, how many things they have to now put front and back? Yes, if you're a married person, make for lie, you have to lie to your wife. Today I'll be late, I've got a meeting. Or whatever else, all other things you have to do. All like a mad person you carry on. Which our Shaykh Ahmad Barakatum explains is like a mad dog. Dog that has got rabies, a mad dog, running wildly this side, that side, anywhere. A person is like that. Now hitting his face against this wall, that wall, going here. And a person who saves himself from that, with respect and honor, he's at home, he's comfortable with his family, he's saved of so much expenses, so much of diseases, so much of waste of time, so much of his respect is kept in honor. And a person who goes into all this evil, where and where doesn't he go and destroy himself? And when a person realizes this, there is no way but he'll make shukr to Allah that you gave us this beautiful deen, and that in this deen you made even looking at woman haram. You saved us, we didn't realize, but through this you saved us of so many things. Like alcohol, you are saved, what and what don't you save yourself from? Drugs, you save yourself, what and what aren't you saved from? Like that, in this also, you get yourself saved from HIV, from AIDS, broken marriages, and your own family turning against you. You went out to look for fun, and then you lost everything. Your wife doesn't want you at home anymore. Your children don't want you anymore. What did you get? Thuri der ke lazzat, daimi zillat. Little while, some little outward enjoyment, no real enjoyment also. Because even in that, that guilty conscience is with you. If you're a mu'min, if you haven't got iman, then it's a different thing. But if you're a mu'min, you're guilty conscious when you're committing guna also. That also you're not enjoying. And if you are in purity, what a pure life you have got. Pagal ki tarah phirte hai ushaq majazi. Bechain hai din raat ye badnaam e zamana. And they are bechain also. No peace of mind. No contentment of heart. And not only that, they are badnaam also. They are disgraced by in the eyes of the people. People also look down upon them. Such a person, he has got no respect in the community also. Rehna hai agar chain se sun lo ye meri baat. If you want to live with peace and contentment in a comfortable way, Hazrat says, listen to this one advice of mine. Aankhon ko haseeno ki nazar se na milana. Don't let your eyes join with the eyes of the other beauties. If for necessity, if your eyes just fall, but don't let your eyes, that is very dangerous. Eye contact is very, very dangerous. And very sadly, even our women, pious women who do observe parda and put on niqab, but they leave their eyes open. That is the most dangerous thing. The eye contact is even more dangerous than word contact. What you speak with your words, what a person, with his eyes, what messages are given, and they are understood very easily. If you have to study about espionage, about spying, how with the eyes they recognize one another. In a huge crowd, they understand that who they had to meet where. Just with the eyes they meet that person. So the eyes are the most dangerous of everything. That is the main thing to be protected. Akhtar ki ye baat ki baat nasihat ki suno tum. Hazrat says, and what there in this words there is, Hazrat is pleading. Listen to this one advice of mine. If you take me as your share, if you claim you have got love for me, if you take me as your guide, then listen to this what I have got to say. In murdo haseeno se kabhi dil na lagana. Don't ever attach your hearts to these dead beauties. Hey, a person, if a person can understand how beautifully Hazrat has brought the word murda. Hey, if that woman dies now, you will run away from her. Hey, even if you are having an affair, you are out with a woman, now she died. Hey, now you'll be the first worry to get away from them. Now I'll have to account to the police. I will have to answer, why am I here? Why am I with this woman? So they are dead. Those who haven't got iman, amal, they are like dead, walking dead, mummies walking around. So why you want to associate yourself? Your wife is a pure golden woman, a woman of Jannah. To be with her, it is an honor. So don't let nafs and shaitan overtake you. What golden advices Hazrat has given, not for black and white on the book, but if we can put it in our hearts. And we can take advice from this, we'll only be doing a favor to ourselves. To no one else, but to ourselves, we will be doing a favor. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. In this kitab, with regard to the sunnats of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and modern science, cow's meat and modern science. This subject did come before, it's mentioned again. Hakim aur Abu Nu'aym se marwi hai ke Huzur e Akram sallallahu alaihi wa sallam ne farmaya, lazim pakro gai ka doodh peena. Drink the milk of cows. Kyunki wo shifa hai. There is shifa in there. Aur usme dawa hai. And there is medicine in there. Aur gai ka ghee. Isliye ki wo shifa hai. And the ghee that is made from the milk of the cow, there is shifa in there also. Aur uske gosht se bacho. And keep away. The meat of cow is halal, 100%. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised, keep away from the meat of cow. Beef. Kyunki usme bimari hai. And today we all know, beef we should avoid as much as possible, and especially those countries where they eat only beef, then mostly they eat beef, the rate of heart disease is very, very high. And in such places, wherever the heart hospitals are, there are jamaat khanas, musallas also. Because the people who eat, the Muslims who eat, they also suffering from, they need a musalla there all the time. The visitors need a musalla all the time. To this extent it is, where beef is consumed so much. Occasionally a person eats, no problem, it's halal, there is nothing. But it has got high levels of cholesterol in it, and other diseases also. Ulama-e-kiram farmate hai, ye tahqeeq ki jaye, yani bimar aadmi istemal na kare. That you, especially a person who is sick must not eat their beef at all. Healthy person occasionally, all right. Ya bimar janwar ka gosht istemal na kiya jaye. The person mustn't be ill, and of course the animal also. Mad cow disease, which is common in the world today. Now all this is when the animal is sick, then also it has effect on the human being. Varna gai ek halal janwar hai. It's a halal animal, there is nothing wrong. But we are discouraged from having, and many people just can't do without their steaks. And every time, all the steaks and everything of the cow, this is not so healthy. We should have it, it's halal, but occasionally. Usul, medical ke mutabik, gai ke gosht mein ek khas bacteria hota hai, jo ke TB aur jigar ke mohlik amraaz ka baais ban jata hai. According to medical research, there is one bacteria in the cow which leads to TB and also the liver diseases. Mahirin-e-tib jadid, نے اس ضمن میں مزید تحقیق کی تو اس بات کا انکشاف ہوا کہ گائے کا گوشت جہاں جگر کے پھوڑے کا باعث بنتا ہے وہاں اسے دماغی طور پر ایک خطرناک مرض ہوتی ہے جسے میڈ کاؤ ڈیزیز کہتے ہیں. اینڈ ریسنٹ ریسرچ ہیز شون دیٹ از دا میٹ آف دا آف کاؤ بیف دے فاؤنڈ آؤٹ دیٹ ون آف دا مین تھنگ اٹ کازز is a certain sore on the liver, causes a certain sore on the liver infection, and then all the problems that come from there. And also that in the brain, dimaghi taur par ek khatarnak marz hota hai, a very serious disease which comes in the brain, and that is called meat cow disease, which is common today. When the people eat it, they suffer the consequences only, also, and that leads to death. It is very, very critical. It is fatal. England ke wazir e sehat Stephen Daurad ne apne haliya bayan mein is baat ki tasdeeq ki hai ke gaayon ke zariye ek aisi bimari wujood mein aayi hai jiska naam سی جے ڈی ہے. اس مرض میں مریض دیوانہ اور پاگل ہو جاتا ہے. ان انگلینڈ ویئر دے ہیڈ دس میڈ کاؤ ڈیزیز اینڈ دی ریسرچ دے فاؤنڈ دیٹ اے سرٹن ڈیزیز دیٹ از ٹرانسمیٹڈ فرام دا کاؤ اسپیشلی وین اٹ ہیز گاٹ دس ڈیزیز ان اٹ وین دا پرسن گیٹ سو سیک دیٹ ہی بیکمز میڈ اینڈ یادداشت کھو بیچتا ہے. ہز میموری از لاسٹ. حتیٰ کہ بعض مریض خودکشی کی طرف مائل ہوتے ہیں. اینڈ سم آف دیم وانٹ ٹو کمٹ سوئسائڈ. اٹ لیڈس ٹو دیٹ آلسو. یہ مرض انگلینڈ انڈیا کینیڈا تائیوان اور افریقہ کے ممالک کی گایوں میں بکثرت پایا جاتا ہے. اینڈ دس ڈیزیز از فاؤنڈ ان دی کاؤز آف دیز کنٹریز کوائٹ ابنڈنس. اس سے قبل یہ بات پائے تکمیل کو پہنچ چکی ہے کہ گائے کے گوشت سے دل کے امراض میں کافی اضافہ ہوتا ہے. And beef, especially for a person who's got heart problem, or even if it hasn't got, it causes serious heart problems. Cholesterol levels increase tremendously by beef. Hatta ke dil ke azalat dheele hokar dil ke dharkan mein kami ka baais ban jate hain. Then the muscles of the heart become weak, and the heartbeat becomes very less. سویڈن میں ٹی بی پھیل گئی. سویڈن ٹی بی بیکیم کوائٹ وائڈ اسپریڈ. تحقیقات پر پتہ چلا کہ اس کا سبب گائے کا گوشت ہے. دا کاز آف دا ٹی بی واز دا کاؤ میٹ. پھر جب گائے کا علاج کرایا گیا تو حیران کن طریقے سے تبدیلی ہوئی اور نئے مرض آنا بند ہو گئے. وین دی ٹریٹڈ دا کاؤز دین دا ہیومنز دا ڈیزیز گاٹ لیس اینڈ دے نوٹس نوٹبلی دیٹ دا ڈیزیز went very down. آسٹریلیا میں گایوں کے فارم میں باقاعدہ ہر ماہ مکمل چیک اپ ہوتا ہے. ان آسٹریلیا اینڈ ٹوڈے ایوری ویئر دے چیک آن دا کاؤز کوائٹ اے بٹ اور مناسب علاج روزانہ کیا جاتا ہے. اینڈ دے ٹریٹ دیم ریگولرلی. اور اس بات پر زور دیا جاتا ہے کہ گائے اگر صحت مند رہے گی تو لوگ بھی صحت مند رہیں گے. اف دا کاؤ ول بی ہیلتھی پیپل ول آلسو بی ہیلتھی. سو اٹس ویری ویری امپورٹنٹ ویدر اٹس کاؤ میٹ اور اینی تھنگ ایلس دیٹ اے پرسن دا فوڈ دیٹ ہی ایٹس ہی مسٹ سی اف ہز فوڈ از ہیلتھی اینڈ گڈ ہی ول بی ہیلتھی اینڈ گڈ. وی ایٹ جنک فوڈ دین وی ول بی جنکیز آلسو. آور تھنکنگ ول بی جنک. آور ہیلتھ ول بی جنک. ایوری تھنگ what we eat has got a direct effect on our thinking, on our culture, on our akhlaq, character, on our amal, our actions, everything. Eating is very important. In fact, so much so, like some people, they have some friend, non-Muslim, and they are very keen, we must become a Muslim. And they have explained so much also, advice which ulama give in such cases also, he doesn't understand, he doesn't want to accept. I ask him at least just to stay park. When a person is in a state of napaki, it has an effect on his thoughts, on everything. So at least ask him to stay park. Show him how to make ghusl. And you don't have to say it's a religious matter, but just bath like this and stay clean like this. And then his food. As long as a person is eating haram, drinking his whiskey and having all his pork and that has an effect. How can he accept Islam? Very, very hard. If he stays clear of that, then now he'll be clean and he'll be able to accept Islam. So try and tell him that he must watch the food he eats. Then you give him the awat of Islam, inshallah, that will have a very great effect on that person then. That is for a non-Muslim. The same you can understand what our family members, many people, we can't understand why they think like this. Why they behave, why they don't like religious people or religious matters, why they so modern. Check what food they are eating. That food what they are eating, then that leads to that. If you eat the right type of food, automatically you will come in the right way. Today, very commonly also, we complain of our children. But see what food they are eating. If they are eating all the time, just even a can of Coke and a packet of crisp, and that is their food, that is how their culture, that culture is going to come into them. That whole American culture will come into them. They're eating from takeaways all the time, enjoying all that, that culture will come. Then how can they like the masjid? How can they like the tilawat of Quran, zikr, all those things? Now naturally they want to look at other women, other sons. Food is a very, very important thing. If the food comes, Allama Alusi rahmatullah alayh, in the tafsir of Rabbana Atina fi dunya hasana, which our Shaykh Ahmed Barakatum explains, the first hasana fi dunya, the goodness of dunya, rizq halal. If our rozi is halal, that is then the next will be ilmuddin. Now your inclination will go towards deeni ulum, knowledge of deen. And the knowledge of deen also is not enough, then you'll go to tafaqquh fi deen, you'll understand that knowledge in the correct light and in the correct sense. And then when you want to get married now, you'll choose the right partner, zawjatu saliha. You'll choose the right partner. And when you have chosen the right partner, awlad-e abrar. Now you'll have pious children. And when that will happen, then thana'i khalq. People will praise you. Look at him, mashallah. All his children also, they've got knowledge of him. They are ulama, etc. And then all this will come by sohbat-e salihin. When you have the company of the righteous, then you'll be conscious of your food. If you don't have the company of the righteous, then you won't be even conscious of your food. And today, even in the name of ulama, they will tell you, this has been certified halal, what you worried? Hey, it's halal, what you worried about? And today there is at one time, we were worried about halal. Now it is not, nobody says it's halal, certified halal. Whether it is halal or not, but it has been certified halal. That is sufficient today for today's Muslim, that as long as it is certified halal. Whether it is halal or not, that is something else. So the food we eat, you have a sugar bowl with the name sugar written on the bowl, but inside you got salt. So it's certified sugar, but it's not sugar, it's salt. And you can fool yourself, you can say it's certified. Look here, it's written sugar. What you doubting? Put 2 teaspoons, put 3 teaspoons into your tea. It's certified sugar. But the certified sugar is not going to make it sugar. It's a salt what is in there. So what is inside actually, that is what counts. Not what it has been certified as. So it's very important that a person, if he wants the goodness of himself, for this dunya and for akhirat, to be conscious of the food that he eats. If a person is not conscious of the food, then the wrong starts from there. May Allah give us all tawfiq. We were reading in this kitab of Hadrat Kashkol-e-Ma'rifat, the waziba of reading 7 times, Hasbi Allahu la ilaha illahu alayhi tawakkaltu wa huwa rabbul arshil azim. Morning and evening after Fajr and after Maghrib. In there it comes that كفاه الله تعالى ما همه من أمر الدنيا والآخرة. A person who will read it 7 times morning and evening, Allah will protect that person from hum, worry. And a further discussion on the word hum, worry, what kind of worry. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, when Switzerland can make a watch that you put in 200 meters of water, it's waterproof. Forget a drop of water, even the vapor of water doesn't enter that watch. So what is it difficult for the creator of the heavens and the earth to make a heart that is worry-proof? That you are in 2,000 problems around you. All types of difficulties and hardship, But Allah has made your heart a worry proof. No, not the vapor of worry will enter that heart. And in our deen, alhamdulillah, there isn't one, two, so many amal, actions, which if we will practice on, Allah will make that heart worry proof. No worry will enter. And when Allah will protect the heart, Allah will protect the body also. You can be in the middle of all that evil and fighting and whatever it can be, but you will be protected. And you see, there are so many cases where a baby gets saved in a motor car accident. Allah protects. Where big people couldn't protect themselves, how Allah protected that baby. So you could be in the worst environment. Sometimes where terrible fights have taken place, one person comes out cool and calm. Nothing, not a scratch on his body, and not even nothing ruffled or anything. That is all in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. And nothing is difficult for Allah Ta'ala. Ham ki ta'arif. Al-ham huwa al-ghammu alladhi yudhibu al-insan. Ham us gham ko kehte hai jo insan ko ghula de. That it melts you totally, you become totally useless. Not getting up from your bed, not eating, talking, not making namaz, you think of committing suicide. Such terrible worry you will be protected from. Is choti si ayat ke parne se Allah Ta'ala dunya aur akhirat ke humoom ke liye kyu kaafi ho jate hain? How is it that this ayat is such a small ayat? Hasbi Allahu la ilaha illahu alayhi tawakkaltu wa huwa rabbul arshil azim. 7 times, and Allah protects you of all the worries of dunya and akhirat. How is this? Wa huwa rabbul arshil farmate hai. Hazrat says the answer is wa huwa rabbul arshil azim. In there is the answer. Or wo rab hai arshil azim ka. Allah is the rab, the controller of the arshil azim. Arshil azim, Hazrat Maulana Thani rahmatullah alayhi says, which Hazrat explained, is majariya qaza, where every decision of the world takes place. Whether the petrol price is going up or down, dollar price, who will come in power in a government, in which country, everything is controlled from there. Or Arsh-e Azim, Markaz Nizam-e-Kainat hai, is the center of everything what's happening in the world. No judge can write guilty or not guilty. That decision which is made there, according to that will he write guilty or not guilty. Jahan se dono jahan ke faisle sadir hote hai. All of both the worlds, all decisions are made there. Bas jab banda ne apna rabita Rabbe Arsh Azim se qaim kar liya, when a person has made his connection with Rabbe Arsh Azim, with Allah Ta'ala, where everything is under, from where everything is controlled, to markaz-e-nizam-e-kainat ke Rab ki panah mein aa gaya. So he has come in the protection of the system of Allah, who is the controller of the entire universe of dunya and akhirat, of everything. Phir humum wa humum kahan baaki rahenge? Where would reh sakte? Where can there any worry of any type then after that remain? Kama qala al-arif al-hindi Khaja Aziz al-Hasan Majzoor rahmatullah alayh. Jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. If you are mine, O Allah, the heavens are mine, the earth are mine, everything is mine. Agar ye tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. If you are not mine, then nothing is mine. So make your connection with Allah Ta'ala. And Hadrat explained that Maulana Thani rahmatullah alayhi said, man kana nazaruhu ila majari al-qaza. A person whose eyes he knows everything is happening from the arsh of Allah Ta'ala, from those decisions. La yufni ayyamahu fi makhasamatin nas. He doesn't waste his time fighting with people. Like a dog also, you throw a stone at it, the dog, an animal, and a lonely animal, it also has got dead brains to know, it's not the stone that is troubling me, the thrower of the stone. So he won't run after the stone and want to bite the stone or fight with the stone. The person who threw it, he will run to him. So all these, they are thrown by the arsh of Allah, whatever conditions come. So when they come, we start fighting with the wife, we start fighting with the neighbor, we start fighting with the supplier, but it has come from there. How much knowledge a dog has got, unfortunately we are still deprived of that. If we will know it comes from there, we will correct our matters there. Which comes in the hadith, man aslaha ma baynahu wa bayna rabbihi. A person who corrects his matters between him and Allah. أصلح الله ما بينه وبين خلقه. Allah corrects his matters between him and the creation of Allah. But our eyes are limited to the creation. And we only look here and we want to sort out our matters here. اور ابن نجار نے اپنے تاریخ میں حضرت حسین رضی اللہ عنہ سے روایت نقل کی ہے کہ جو شخص صبح کو 7 مرتبہ حسبی اللہ لا الہ الا ہو الى آخری تک پڑھے پڑھ لے گا نہیں پہنچے گا اس کو اس دن اور اس رات میں کوئی بے چینی اور نہ کوئی مصیبت اور نہ وہ ڈوبے گا. A person who reads this, he will never be restless, nor will any hardship come to him, and he won't drown. These are different fazilas. A person who reads this ayat 7 times every morning and evening. Ajeeb waqia, a very fascinating incident. Hazrat Muhammad ibn Ka'ab se riwayat hai ke ek saraya Rome ki taraf rawana hua. One group of mujahideen went towards Rome. Unme se ek shakhs gir gaya. One person fell down of the mujahideen. Aur uske ran ki haddi toot gayi. The bone of his thigh broke. پس صحابہ رضی اللہ عنہم اس بات پر قادر نہ ہو سکے کہ اس کو اٹھا کر لے جائے. The صحابہ were going and it must have been a very important and urgent matter. They couldn't manage to carry him with them. انہوں نے اس کا گھوڑا اس کے پاس باندھا اور کچھ کھانے پینے کی چیزیں اور سامان بھی پاس رکھ دیا. They fastened his horse by him and left some food for him. For his horse, for him some food, they had to go. And it was perhaps such an occasion that they couldn't leave anyone with him. Alone they left him. And his bone of his thigh was broken and they went away. Aur aage bar gaye. Ek mard ghaibi aaya. A person of the unseen came there. Aur poocha, tumhe kya ho gaya hai? What's wrong with you? What's happened to you? Kaha ke mere ran ki haddi toot gayi hai aur mere saathiyon ne mujhe chhod diya hai. That the bone of my thigh is broken. My friends left me, they gone on. It was something important they had to carry on. اس مرد غیبی نے کہا کہ اپنے ہاتھ وہاں رکھو جہاں تکلیف محسوس کر رہے ہوں. When the person of the unseen, he told him, put your hand at that place where you are feeling the pain. He put it there, اور پڑھو, and read this, فَإِن تَوَلَّوْ, from the beginning, from one little in front. فَإِن تَوَلَّوْ فَقُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَٰهِ إِلَّا هُوَ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ. پس انہوں نے اپنا ہاتھ وہاں رکھا اور یہ آیت پڑھی. He did accordingly اور صحت یاب ہو گئے. He became well اور اپنے گھوڑے پر سوار ہو کر اپنے ساتھیوں سے جا ملے. And he mounted his horse and he met his friends again so quickly. There is great power. The conditions are conviction, yaqeen, and to stay away from guna. Guna blocks the effect. But that conviction person reads, he builds his iman to that. And that is why it's necessary to build one's iman. Then at such time, see these things, what effect they have for a person. Ma'amul Allama Alusi. Allama Alusi Rahmatullah Alis, practice. علامہ علوسی فرماتے ہیں وہاد الآیہ ورد ورد هذا الفقیر وللہ الحمد منذ سنین فأسأل اللہ تعالی ان يوفق لنا الخیر ببرکتها انه خیر الموفقین. یہ آیت حسبی اللہ اس فقیر کے معمولات سے ہے برسوں سے. حضرت says that علامہ علوسی, the مفتی of بغداد, the مفسر of روح المعانی, he says, for many years this has been my ma'amul. From here we should see what ma'amul we have got. We hear it, but do we read it? Do we read Yasin? Did we read Yasin this morning? Did we read our Durood Sharif one time today? Did we make our tilawat of Quran Sharif, our wazifas? We see that even many times, like here also, while we are waiting now for the majlis to take place, Satis will be talking, then when are we going to read our wazifas? And we ask anyone, all say we read it finished. How they read it, when they read it, how? Because Maghrib just got finished now. And we were just sitting here. And we were just sitting and we're talking also. But they say we read our wazifas. Even on Safar we notice this. So if we are not reading, just knowing is not enough. The practicing is important. So such a great mufti, such a great allama, such a great qazi, such a great pious person, but he finds time for his wazifas. Once we were in the UK and Maulana Qamar Zaman Sahab was there. He was up from Tahajjud time 3 o'clock. I met him after Fajr, after Ishraq. So he said, today I didn't get time to read my Yasin also. So busy people, mashuras, everything. I read 10 ayats of Yasin today. But they are conscious of reading it. We just leave it out. Our wazifas, we just leave them out. We say we just happy, we know it, so we think we're reading it. Like for example, any dua after eating. Ask anyone what is the dua? Everyone will read it. Alhamdulillah illadhi at'amana. But nobody reads it. We know it and we think our knowing is our amal. Many ulama also, when we graduate, we got the knowledge of deen, we think we got deen. We only still got the knowledge of deen. But to have deen, that is a different thing. Ye ayat hasbi Allah is faqir ke maamulat se hai, barson se. اور اس نعمت پر اللہ تعالیٰ کا شکر ہے اور اللہ تعالیٰ سے سوال کرتا ہوں کہ اس آیت کی برکت سے ہم کو خیر کی توفیق بخشیں. May Allah give us all goodness through this. اور حق تعالیٰ شان و خیر الموفقین ہے. اس ورد کے بعد دعا بھی کر لیں. And after reading this 7 times make a dua also کہ اللہ تعالیٰ ببرکت بشارت پیغمبر صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اس آیت کریمہ کے ورد کے وسیلے سے ہماری دنیا اور آخرت کے تمام فکروں کے لیے آپ کافی ہو جائیں. Read it with that yaqeen and also wazaif that I read, don't put the trust on the wazifa. The wazifa is a bridge to take us to Allah. Ayatul Kursi also, it's not Ayatul Kursi, there is barakah, there is benefit, there is sawab in reading it. But the yaqeen that Allah will do, the meaning of Ayatul Kursi, that is important. Not just the words of it, but the meaning of it. If a person, many times we just look at the words of things and we don't think of the actual meaning, and not only the meaning but with our heart being connected. That meaning, these words are to connect us to Allah and the meanings are to connect us to Allah. The connection is important. Otherwise, how many times a person, we are reading Quran Sharif also and we are busy looking at the newspaper also. We are busy listening to news also. We are reading Quran Sharif also, talking with the wife also, do this today, do that. Remember, you must not forget this. So there is no connection. It's just a ritual. Right? So reading our wazifas, even our zikr, but no thought, we are not connected, then that doesn't give the actual benefit of it. The sawab we'll get, the barakat we'll get, but what it is, the object is to be connected to Allah Ta'ala. And all these things are for connection. In this kitab, Ruh ki Bimari aur Inka Ilaj, yeh Hazrat Damat Barakatum is quoted, Hazrat Hakimul Ummat Thani Rahmatullah Ali ke chand irshadat, some malfuzat, words of Hazrat Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali, نقل کرتا ہوں جس سے ہر گناہ سے بچنا آسان ہے اور خاص کر بدنگاہی کے گناہ سے. By which if a person will ponder on these ملفوظات, it will be easy for him to protect himself from guna and particularly the guna of the eyes. ملفوظ نمبر ایک, فرمایا کہ شیطان کے گمراہ کرنے کے لیے دوسرا شیطان نہیں آیا تھا. To make شیطان go astray, another شیطان didn't come. بلکہ یہی نفس تھا جس نے اس کو ابلیس بنا دیا. But it is his nafs that made him ابلیس. ورنہ اس کا نام عزازیل تھا. He had the name عزازیل like the فرشتہ میکائیل, جبرائیل, اسرافیل. On that scale was his name also. پس نفس کا مغلوب کرنا کفار کے مغلوب کرنے سے اہم ہے. So to control your nafs is more important than controlling and overpowering the non-believers also. First is your own nafs. اسی واسطے مجاہدہ نفس کو جہاد اکبر کہا گیا. That is why the mujahada of the nafs, رجعنا من الجهاد الاصغر الى جهاد الاكبر. After returning from the battlefield, نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said, when they came to مدینہ المنورہ, now we have come to the big jihad. That is the jihad of the nafs, which is all the time. Whether you are on the battlefield, jihad of the nafs. Whether you are at home, whether you are in the masjid, everywhere jihad of the nafs is there. ملفوظ نمبر دو, فرمایا یاد رکھو خدا کی نافرمانی کے ساتھ mushahada e jamal e haq kabhi nahi ho sakta. Remember that with the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, you will never get the view of the honor of Allah, the greatness of Allah. Many people get bluffed, shaitan put some vision and they are involved in guna and they feel that we have got now closeness with Allah Ta'ala. And some even ask that in spite of our guna, how is it we have got this closeness with Allah? That's a deception. With guna, you cannot have the close attachment with Allah Ta'ala. Dil aur rooh ki aankhe us waqt khulti hai jab nafs ko shahwat wa lazzat ke haram jaga se roka jaye. The heart and the eyes of the heart and the rooh, the soul, they open at that time when a person controls nafs ko, controls his nafs from shahwat, lust, lazzat, desire of the haram places of looking at women, etc. When he controls himself, then at that time does that person, he gets connection with Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And this is not only looking, just talking also, getting enjoyment talking with women. And that the nafs is such a devil that it will give enjoyment in the voice of the woman. In joking, a little chuckle, a little laugh, etc. And nafs will take enjoyment. Together with that, you are imagining you got connection with Allah Ta'ala. Malfooz number 3, farmaya, jis qadar na farmani hoti jati hai, as your disobedience of Allah, gunas increase, had subhanahu wa ta'ala se ta'alluk, banda ka ghatta chala jata hai. A person's connection with Allah becomes less and less. To the level of your disobedience of Allah, your connection with Allah decreases all the time. Aur is dusre chala jata hai. Aur is dusre zarar ka taqaza ye hai. And the second harm of this desire of guna, ke agar gunaon par uqubat aur saza ka andesha na bhi hota, tab bhi guna na karna chahiye. Even if there wasn't punishment on sin, that Allah will punish you, which there is. Allah, it's mentioned in Quran and Hadith of the punishments of all gunas. Even if there wasn't that punishment, just the fact that guna decreases your connection with Allah, that was enough for a person to give up guna. For such a great connection with Allah Ta'ala, and a person who satisfies his nafs, and he cuts himself from Allah, this is the height of folly and stupidity of a person. May Allah grant us the reality of this and bring it into our lives. Let it not only be words and death, but that the reality comes in. And there is no doubt a person who gets a taste of it, then he just wants to carry on in this path and he enjoys this path. Azan is quarter past. Those boys who want to become bayat, are they here? Come in. Today I was speaking to Maulana Muhammad Saleh Ji, Gora Saleh Ji, and he mentioned one important point. He said, always he phones whenever we come back from Safar, and he asked of the conditions and that. So one particular point that really stuck in the Safar was in one place. After the little talk, whatever it was, program, people were meeting. So one young boy, African local boy in Madagascar, he also met. So there was a very pious, very good, nek, salih person there. So he told me, let me tell you the history of this boy. That he was a young boy of about 17, 18, and it came in his heart, I must look for the truth, the true religion. So for that he started looking, he went to a church, Christian church, and the padri, the priest told him there, that what you are looking for is not here, that is in the masjid. The priest told him. So then he went to what the Ithna Ashari Shia, the Imam Bara, it's not a masjid, the Imam Bara, which they call their masjid. He went there looking for the truth, and he was not satisfied. He realized that it's not here also. And somebody told him, there was one great alim who did lot of work in Madagascar, Maulana Sulaiman Makrod, Rahmatullah Ali, has passed away recently. About 45 years he worked there. Somebody advised him, told him, go and see him. There then, mashallah, he accepted Islam. And when we were there last week, they said that in this week, that by now it's finished, he has completed his hifz also. And though he's a local black person, but you can clearly see noor on his face, shining noor all the time on his face. And one particular thing also we noticed, especially of the local people of Madagascar, they are very sincere and genuine in their Islam. It's not superficial in any way whatsoever. Not all of them, but generally, that is, other places, it's just more we using deen, it's just a front that we are not really dedicated, sincere. When it's the occasion of some deeni event, I was just noticing, Juma we went to Mayfair Masjid, and after parking and waiting in the car a little while, then I saw almost everyone, mashallah, with kurta. But that's our uniform for Juma. After Juma namaz, most of us, then that uniform changes also. Or if it's for Juma, for those a little bit more pious, for the whole day of Juma. But next day, Saturday, especially for the weekend, then it's again different clothing. So we haven't got that dedication. When it is some, if it's a wedding, we dress according to the occasion there. If it's a jur somewhere, or we're going in Jamaat, family met some woman of Malaysia in Sri Lanka. And then those women said, they were not in parda, but they were talking nice things. Then they asked them, they said, we go in Jamaat. They said, then you haven't got burqa, you don't observe parda. They say, no, that's our Jamaat uniform. Mm-hmm. When we go in Jamaat, then we wear our burqas. When we are out of Jamaat, no burqa. So that's no dedication. So in many of us also, when we in Jamaat, for example, eating on the floor all the time, everything. When we're back home, again, it's the same story again. But these people, what we notice, so Manana Gora Saliji said, this type of kar guzari is very important to mention also. Because today, through the media, in a very, very subtle way, they are trying to put it in the minds of Muslims, non-Muslims, that there is no deen. Dunya is the main thing. Dunya's education, living it up in the world. And today, many of our Muslim people also deen, the importance of deen. And those who are regarded as pious today are those that we take out time for our deen. Deen hasn't been our object. We haven't made it our object. But we take out time for our namaz, we take out time jamaat, we go time kahanka, everything. That is a pious person. But deen is not our object. Dunya is our object. The real thing is, the starting point is that we make deen our object, akhirat our object. Today our object is a nice house, nice car, living it up, living comfortably, that is the main thing. Namaz, that will come afterwards, but living it up, that is, and if we use deen, it's for barakat for dunya. Mm-hmm. So that our dunya can be protected, we can get barakat in our dunya, and our dunya goes smoothly, goes nicely, that is our object. So we are still very, very far from the mark. So these people, mashallah, we notice generally the local people, enthusiasm and feeling of deen they have got. One person we met, for example, he comes from the jungles, and he comes in the morning, the whole day he spends in the masjid. In the evening he goes home again. Their lives are dedicated like this, and they are the local people. Mashallah, Allah has blessed them, and the place, there is a lot of barakat in it. Previously somebody said Madagascar actually was Madinatul Azhar, the small city, because it's a big island. Now they told us actually, just like Mozambique was named after Musa bin Beg, this was named behind Muhammad Azhar. His name was, and that they changed it, it got spoiled over the years, and it became Madagascar. At one time, it was predominantly Muslim, the whole of Madagascar. And really, if we go to these places, whether it's Mayotte, the Comoros, there they told us that in the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the king of the place got news that there is a person who says he's a Nabi. So he sent a delegation to go and find out. And according to what they told us there, that they reached there in the time of Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala, and the time of the troubles that was taking place with the Khawarij. So Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu sent his son with them, and they claimed that he's buried there. He was a 12-year-old boy. But there you see the deen, mashallah, these people, we were here in Mayotte, and it's under the French rule where they have got much more freedom. We didn't go to Comoros, there it is under Muslim rule. So here they told us that here women's dressing, the government won't stop them from any type, but generally they are all very well dressed. About great sharam, haya. There are many women who are in complete burqa also, but otherwise they have they're like a lungi, which they wear right up to the to the breast, and then they have a big chadar over it again. Very comfortable in the heat there also, it is very comfortable. That's the general dress, whether it's an old lady, young girl, anyone. And then but the other women who are in parda, mashallah, they observe proper parda completely with the eyes closed and everything. And so yeah, the government, if any woman doesn't conform to Islamic dressing, it's French rule, so they don't do anything. In Ramzan, anyone eats, they don't do it. But in the Comoros, they say they'll put a girl in jail if she's not dressed properly. You are not allowed to eat in public in Ramzan. There is still a lot of Islamic law and rule there. So, and everywhere where we notice, whether it was a Mauritius, Reunion, mashallah, what we went the first time in 75, so it's now 38 years afterwards, great, great difference. The amount of deen that is alive, deen-e fervor and the enthusiasm for deen, whether it's the old, the young, anyone, and in any field, whether it's jamaat work, whether it's madrasa work, whether it's khanqah work, mashallah, everywhere there is great, great strides and progress. There is the other side also, nobody denies that also. But mashallah, there is definitely a very, very strong positive thing also that is happening everywhere. May Allah Ta'ala make us all bring proper deen fully into our lives, and may Allah make deen alive in the whole world, inshallah. Just a little introduction. Bayat is sunnat. Faraz is our islah. That we must correct our lives. That is what is the object of bayat also. And this is just like little children. If the parents got divorced or passed away, Allah save us all, then those little children in most cases become delinquents. Nobody to guide them. And they are just lost. So just like that, a person who hasn't got a spiritual parents, and he's like that yatim, orphan, they also become misguided. Which it is said that his islah, a person who feels, and these young children, they don't want to listen to anyone who has spoiled breads. Anyone who tells them, they feel they are wrong. These are old people, they don't know anything. We know what is happening now, and what we are doing is right. So a person who feels he's mustaqil bizzat, he doesn't need anyone to guide him, that person is mustaqil bizzat. That person is an evil person. A person who feels, I don't need anyone to guide me. And even if a person has made his islah, and he becomes a great sheikh with thousands of murids also, but if he doesn't consciously worry about his islah, if a person doesn't worry about his own islah, then that person, muslih kya rahega? He won't remain a muslim, wo khud salih bhi nahi rahega. And this we find, that if a person is not conscious, then like arrogance comes into him, bossy attitude, ana, I can do things what I want to, I don't have to ask anyone, I can do what I want to. These things creep into a person. Anyway it comes. In a business, many times the boss have to remind the salesman that you're just working here, you're not the boss of this institute. Working over some time, a person think, I'm the boss here now. You got so many years of experience, you working there in that institute for so long, you think you're the boss. The worker in the house sometimes, you have to remind him, you're just a worker here. Like that everywhere. When we are not conscious, then we go overboard. And so therefore it's very important that you have somebody consciously over you to guide you. So this is islah, that a person must be worried about, that is islah. And this is still mort. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal at his dying bed, he said, not yet, not yet. Hazrat Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayh, all great buzurgs. The minute a person becomes befikr, that I'm alright, I don't have to worry, that person's iman, khatra of his mort on iman, becomes a question of its own. So a person has to be all the time concerned and worried of his Islam, right up to his last breath goes out. Otherwise shaitan doesn't leave a person till that time. And every person, shaitan comes according to his status and position. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, his shaitan came like that. Not a small little shaitan. Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi, who presented 100 proofs of Allah's existence, his shaitan was such an ali who broke every proof of his. Till then he saw a vision of his shaykh, and his shaykh told him, tell shaitan, I believe in Allah without any proof. Now which proof is he going to break? So therefore, for every person, that's why we find great learned people, pious people. Shaitan himself, he was such a pious person. How he became misled. So nobody must have itminan on himself, and that I don't need guidance. And also, not the imaginary murid, that I'm just a murid, but we take no Islam. We're not worried, we just for name's sake. But we know Islam, that I don't need Islam. Never in our life we ask one Islahi question also. Because I'm alright, I can manage my own things. I'm a mustaqil bizat, I can manage. I guide other people, what I need guidance for. That person is in a dangerous position. May Allah guide us all and understand the purpose of Islam also. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام المرء مع من أحب. Repeat, O Allah, I make tawbah from kufr, from shirk, from nifaq, from bid'at, from all sins, major and minor, particularly the sin of the love of dunya and being unmindful of akhirah, and from the sin of following my whims and desires and being unmindful of the commandments of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and the Sunnat of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and from the sin of pride. O Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform my 5 times namaz with jamaat in the masjid according to Sunnat, to fast during the month of Ramadan if zakat becomes compulsory, to discharge the same. If hajj becomes compulsory, to perform hajj. O Allah, I enter in the silsila of the Chishtiya, and the silsila of the Naqshbandiya, and the silsila of the Qadariya, and the silsila of the Suharwardiya. O Allah, by the barakat of all the buzurgs of all 4 silsilas, accept my tawbah and my bayat. O Allah, as long as I live, grant me an Islamic imani life. Just before mort, grant me tawbatan nasuha. Grant my mort on imani kamil, on kalima-i shahadat, wa afiyat
izzat, rahat, and salamati, and gather me tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah and forever thereafter in Jannat with all the righteous and pious. Come for the zikr program every morning, inshallah. That is the and give your study properly.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inshallah, this weekend will be Hazrat's monthly program on the Friday night, that is Laylatul Sabt, after Maghrib Salah in Homestead Park Masjid will be the program. And then inshallah on Laylatul Ahad, Saturday night, after Maghrib Salah, the Ash'ar program, the monthly Ash'ar and Thikr program in the Darul Ulum, after Maghrib Salah to Isha. And on Yawmul Ahad, inshallah from 10 o'clock in the morning till Zuhr will be our monthly program. Inshallah between 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock we'll be having mashwara regarding the last month's Islahi Jalsa, Akar Buzari. And inshallah in the following week, Hazrat will be making safar to the Midlands and to Northern Natal. So inshallah those families who want to join, then as quickly as possible, a humble request, could you please inform us so we could make the necessary arrangements. If any brothers want to go with their families, should please inform us. Jazakallah.
اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأحوال والآفات وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات وترفعنا بها إنك على الدرجات وتبلغنا بها الصلغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات إنك على كل شيء قدير. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار. يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم. سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم. نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم. ربنا لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها ويسرتها. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين. ربنا اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم يسر لنا أمورنا مع الراحة لقلوبنا وأبداننا والسلامة والعافية في ديننا ودنيانا. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين. الحمد لله رب العالمين.